Prayers for a Mother's Day, A Prayer for My Children by Deb Weekly. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this time to be together. Thank you for my dear one listening today, Lord. You know her family life. You know the things that she has going on in her life, maybe with her marriage or finances or with a child or with her work, or maybe she's tired today or not feeling well. God, you know everything that's happening in her life. Lord, I pray that you would bring her comfort right now. I pray that she would feel your presence, that she would know how much you love her and that you are with her. And I pray today's devotion would be a blessing to her, and you would help her to see how powerful it is whenever we pray for our children and their futures and their destinies, Lord, with you. And God, you have such specific callings on our children's lives and on our lives. Lord, help us to pray and ask you for wisdom and what to pray for our children, what scriptures to pray over our children. And God, I just pray that our children would be movers and shakers in their generation for Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. I love today's key scripture. It shows Jesus' humanity so beautifully. It's beautiful because it shows that even Jesus had to increase in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. He also had to nurse, have his diapers changed, and even had to learn how to walk, just like our kids. As I read this scripture, I see the importance of asking God to make our children like Jesus, to grow to be healthy, to grow intellectually in their learning, to establish good life habits, to learn how to get along with people, to have the blessing and favor of the Lord on their lives, and to excel in the wisdom of God. Mama, God wants us to think bigger about our children's lives and ask Him for more. Ask God to bless your children more than they can ask or imagine, and ask for them to be movers and shakers in their generation for Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, please bless my children. Enlarge their influence. Cause them to be movers and shakers in their generation for Christ. He loves answering your faithful prayers. Can you imagine how God will answer? It will be more than your wildest dreams. Mama, I'm standing in faith with you for my descendants too. I want God to do great things in their lives and use them as He did David to do the will of God in their own generation. He will answer your prayers, and oh, the amazing lives they will live for Him as we ask. Love, Deb and the Help Club for Moms team. I wanted to share a couple of things here from my heart with today's devotion. I remember when my children were growing up, I really struggled because I just didn't think I had what it took to be a Christian mom and to raise Christian kids, and I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't have an example, a good example of what a Christian home's supposed to look like. Oh my goodness, I was so stressed out. And God helped me so much. I remember, and I tell this story over and over because I never want to forget it because it's so significant for me. But I remember going into my daughter's room at night when she would be sleeping as a little girl and kneeling beside her bed and crying out to God for help. And He said something so simple to me. He simply said, "Spend time with me, Deb." And so I did. I started getting up earlier, about 15 to 30 minutes earlier, and spending time with Him. And He also led me to praying scripture at the gym whenever I would go do my workouts. And whenever I would go on my stair machine, I would bring my Bible, and I had went through my prayer journals and picked out scriptures that the Lord had given me for my children, and I underlined them and highlighted them in this Bible. And I would pray scripture for 20 minutes when I was on that machine. And it was so powerful. And I went through, I don't even know how many Bibles, two or three, because they kept falling apart. And the one that I have now is falling apart. And I don't even have all the pages in the beginning or the end of the Bible because the cover came off. And I also gave my children, when they became 18 years old, and my son-in-law, Bibles with those verses that I've been praying for them and their spouses and their descendants. Every time I was at the gym, I gave them a copy of the Bible. And it's a powerful legacy. And so now with my grandchildren, my husband and I, we get our grandchildren every Wednesday. And I would love it. It's so amazing. We get to be part of their lives. We're so grateful. But when they're ready to go home, I drive them home and I put them in their car seats. They're 4, 2, and almost 1 year old baby girls. And when we get them in their car seat, I get my anointing oil and I put a cross on their forehead and I say, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you for Aspen. I go one at a time. Thank you for Aspen, or thank you for Skylar, or thank you for Piper. Lord, thank you for Aspen. Write your name on her heart. Set her apart for your service. Let her grow up to do great things in your name. Lord, let her choose you at a young age and stick by that commitment. Give her a godly husband at the proper time and let her raise up a godly family. Lord, let Aspen be a mover and a shaker in her generation for Christ. Protect her from evil people, evil things, illnesses, accidents, and injuries. And let her always know your great love in Jesus' name. That's what I pray over them. And you know what? I have to believe. And I actually started teaching my grandchildren, and I have some videos of it because it's so precious, but teaching them to say, I am a mover and a shaker in my generation for Christ. And it's just like in the devotion for today where I said, I want my children and my grandchildren to be like David. And the word says, David did the will of God in his own generation. And don't we all want that for ourselves, for our children, to do the will of God in our own generation? So mama, pray for your children. Pray for your descendants. Pray scripture over them. Ask God for time to do it. Put it on your phone. I've done so many recordings on my phone where I just push play, and while I'm getting ready, I'll listen to all these prayers that I pray over my children as I'm getting ready. And my husband and I, we pray for our children that the favor of the Lord would surround them as with a shield, and that they would do his will always and be protected from evil and always follow him. And I remember, and I did a prayers for Mother's Day about this a little while back, and I always prayed, Lord, write your name on their heart, set them apart for your service, let them grow up to do great things in your name. Let them be godly, responsible, respectful, fully obedient, totally dedicated to you, hunger for the truth and discerning about friends. And do you know my children hunger for the truth about God? They are voracious readers. They love the word. They read the word. They read books about God. They listen to podcasts about the Lord. They love talking about him and talking about faith and just talking about all different things about Jesus and how he wants us to live. And they hunger for the truth. And that was one of my prayers. And I'm just so amazed at God and how faithful he is to answer that prayer. You know, my son, he has a hard time with religion and people that are religion. When I say religion, I mean law. I don't mean like normal Christians, I guess. Like there's certain Christian people out there that are very legalistic and very works-based. And my son is so, he just loves Jesus and he just loves thinking about him and his sacrifice and, you know, and what he died for. And oh my gosh, he loves thinking about the Lord. But, you know, I think it's hard for him because he's encountered religion so much, and religion is, I guess, I heard this saying one time that says, rules without relationships equals rebellion. And I would also say rules without relationships equals religion. Like we can have rules and follow all the rules, but if we don't have a relationship with Jesus and know his love and know that we are unconditionally loved by Jesus Christ, it just equals religion. It's a dry, empty shell of what Jesus died for. He died for us to have this life with him, this Holy Spirit-led life to where we sense his presence. We hear his voice. We follow him. We know his great love. And, you know, Jack is someone I just love. He reminds me, and his name is short for John, which in my heart, I love it because Jack reminds me of the disciple John, one who loves Christ. And he just loves him so much and he follows him and he loves people like Jesus. And it's just so amazing. But the reason I'm telling you this story is your children will be different because you prayed for them. Pray for your children to know the wide and love and high and deep love of Jesus. Pray for them to be movers and shakers in their generation for Christ. Pray for them to hunger for the truth and not just be satisfied for a secondhand Jesus. You know, I don't know if you guys know what a secondhand Jesus is. A secondhand Jesus is hearing stories about him or seeing someone else's faith, maybe following an influencer and having a faith that looks like theirs instead of a faith that looks like yours, your own, because you have a personal relationship with him where you talk to him, you're open with him, you tell him what you're struggling with, you tell him how hurt you are, or you share your happiness with him, your joys, you read his word, you talk to him, you worship him, you have your own relationship with Jesus. Pray for your children to have their own relationship with Jesus. There are so many young adults who are falling away from the church because they don't know Jesus. We've handed them religion, but we, in a set of rules of do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, but we haven't given them Jesus. And it's just, we have to pray for them and live our lives before them in the love of Christ, being human and saying we're sorry when we mess up and loving people who hurt us, loving our enemies, and just keeping going, loving the word, loving prayer, loving the body of Christ, even though they're not perfect, and accepting our children when they make mistakes. And it's so important that our children do not get religion from us, that they know that we love them unconditionally and we accept them when they make mistakes, and we will always, always be here for them. We will always have their back. So that was a little tangent that I wasn't planning on talking about today, but maybe it was for someone. And if you need prayer for anything, please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com. We would be honored to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord, I know as so many moms are listening today, several of their children have probably walked away from the Lord, or they're deconstructing their faith like my son did. And Lord, I know that you can do all things. And these children that are having a hard time in their faith, you can lead them back to you. Just like my son, Jack, he struggled with the church hurt that he had and just rules and all this stuff. And he just needed to know you, God. I pray for every child represented here that they will know the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ, and that they will come out in the other side like my son did, and loving people like Jesus, serving in his church. And I'm so amazed at how you answer prayer, God. And I pray for the moms who have children who are struggling in their faith. They will not give up praying. They will not give up loving these children. They will love them right where they are. And they will let them know that they have their back and that they are there for them. And they are their cheerleader. And they believe God has great plans for their lives. And the ones that have children that might be looking at the world and thinking, how on earth am I going to have children who are movers and shakers in the kingdom of God when this world is so broken and there's so much temptation and confusion out there? Well, God, I pray for these women that they will know that you are faithful and that they were born for such a time as this. Their children were born for such a time as this, and you are going to help them raise up their children for you. You are going to protect them from the evil one. And Lord Jesus, they are going to we're going to declare a decree that every child represented here from every person listening to this podcast today will be movers and shakers in their generation for Christ. They will do the will of God in their own generation like Jesus. No matter where they're at in their faith journey, they will come out knowing you, loving you, and walking with you and being in heaven together with their parents. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, God has got such a big plan for you and your children's lives. Keep going. Keep declaring faith-filled scriptures over your family's lives. Don't give up. Keep declaring that God is with you and he's going to help you. You're doing a great job. God loves you so much. He loves you on your good days. He loves you on your bad days. He loves you when you're just checking off that list, and he loves you when you're on your face on the floor crying because you've made a mistake or you don't know what to do. He loves you. There are no conditions for the love of Jesus. He loves you. And I love you. I pray for you. And I'm praying for you right now. You're on my heart right now. And I just really feel that God wants you to know that he loves you and he's going to help you. So Thank you for listening today. Thank you. It's going to be a great week. I'm praying for you, and just keep going. Bye-bye.